Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. A woman was struck and killed last night in Long Island City by a car that was being chased by cops. This was at 43rd Street and 37th Avenue, where the woman was rushed to the hospital but did not make it. Cops say the car they were going after had been involved in a robbery. They tracked it down to 4615 Newtown Road, but the three suspects they were looking for were nowhere to be found. So far, no arrests. School security jumping to action at Samuel J. Tilden High School in Flatbush Tuesday. That's after officials say a 16-year-old tried to re-enter the building after dismissal with a loaded gun hidden in his backpack. That was at around 4:15 with the weapon setting off metal detectors. The kid was taken into custody, no word yet on charges. A similar incident on Long Island has one school district there taking evasive maneuvers.
After an emergency meeting by the William Floyd School District Board, metal detectors are being installed in all entrances in every school in all grades K through 12. The decision comes after a 14-year-old boy was arrested and charged with bringing a loaded gun to the high school last week. The issue of the metal detectors will be discussed at the next board meeting on October 29th. The district will be making a presentation at the meeting with a member of the Department of Homeland Security. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Suffolk County, Long Island.
An argument between two men near Times Square ended last night with one of them being stabbed. This happened just after 6 o'clock outside 713 8th Avenue. A 42-year-old taken to the hospital with a stab wound to the hip. So far, no arrest or word on what that argument was about. Voting is underway in several states already, and as we inch closer to Election Day, we're just 3 days away from you being able to vote in New York. So what do we need to know? Let's find out from our Glenn Schuck.
Yeah, good morning, Susan. So indeed, this Saturday, October 26th, is a big day here. It's the last day to register to vote in New York and the first day of early voting. And something we want to stress this morning, there is something new. If our listeners didn't know, it's a big change this year. Kathleen McGrath from the New York State Board of Elections will explain.
We also this year, for the first time, have what's called early vote by mail, which is similar, but is actually available to all New Yorkers, not just those that are physically unable to get to the polls. If you have not yet applied for an early mail or absentee ballot, you want to receive it by mail, you're going to need to do that by this Saturday, October the 26th.
So once again, the reminder about requirements to be able to cast a ballot here in New York.
First and foremost, you must be a United States citizen. Non-citizens are ineligible to vote in any elections in New York State. You must be at least 18 years old as of.
And if you are going to cast your vote in person early, that polling site could be different than your normal polling location that you go on Election Day itself. So make sure you check that before you go. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM here in Midtown.
Our former mayor ordered to give some of his prized possessions to pay up for lying about two workers in the last presidential election.
Ruby Freeman and daughter Shay Moss won a $148 million judgment in Georgia over Giuliani's false ballot fraud claims against them related to the 2020 presidential election.
These are not conspiracy theories. These are proven facts.
Giuliani must turn over his New York City apartment, more than two dozen watches, sports memorabilia, and a 1980 Mercedes. The mother and daughter said Giuliani pushed Donald Trump's lies about the election being stolen, which led to death threats that made them fear for their lives. Freeman said last year, it's not about the money.
I can never move back into the house that I called home. I will always have to be careful about where I go.
Giuliani has so far not paid Freeman and Moss anything. I'm Ed Donahue.
A rally today outside City Hall by supporters of the third and final piece of legislation in memory of Flacco the Owl. The bill requires certain buildings to replace reflective glass with bird-friendly materials to prevent the fatal window strikes that kill a quarter of a million birds each year in New York City alone. Kathy Nazari is the founder of the Lights Out Coalition.
Birds are important. They're pollinators. If birds disappear, it will decimate our entire food system. They also eat insects that can make people sick, so they actually protect our health.
The bill has the support of District Council 9 and Glazer's Local 1087, whose thousands of members would be doing the work needed if the bill passes. Flacco, you'll remember, was the owl who escaped from the Central Park Zoo After somebody messed with his enclosure, he ended up doing well on his own, but then died after eating rat poison and flying into glass. LaGuardia, you've come a long way, baby.
LaGuardia Airport has gone through major renovations the last few years, and all of that construction must have been worth it, because it's now landed itself the top best airport in the country, the number one spot on Forbes' list. People hopping off planes at LaGuardia had mixed opinions, hearing this airport is number one.
Number one? I'm not sure about number one.
I lowkey think it's pretty big and it's really nice. I really like the waterfall over there. And New York, baby.
Back in 2014, President Biden had this to say about LaGuardia.
If I took you in blindfold and you took to the LaGuardia Airport in New York, you must think I must be in some third world country.
Safe to say it's come a long way since that comment. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at LaGuardia Airport.
American Airlines cracking down on folks who cut the line, and it's your own boarding pass that will give you away.
They're so despised, some airport employees call them gate lice, the people who crowd around before the plane boards, trying to sneak on before their group is called. Now, American Airlines tells the Washington Post it's testing new technology at airports in Albuquerque and Tucson that would alert gate agents with an audible noise when a passenger tries to cut in line. If the project is successful, American will expand it to other airports as well. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Yeah, that noise is triggered by your boarding pass. The race for honorary dog mayor of New York City really heating up this week.
Super dog.
That's as Enzo the Shih Tzu faces off against Simon the Basset Cattle Dog. And this is going to be a really interesting race because these dogs are both wildly popular on social media. You can check them out and vote on Instagram story polls at Dog Mayor NYC, as well as in the Dog Mayor NYC group on Facebook. We'll have the results tomorrow, and then the winner will go up against Bertram the Pomeranian in the final round of voting next week. Get more info at dogmayornyc.com. All right, what's the scariest city in the land? Okay, yeah, but in a good way. NYC tops the list of the most Halloweeniest cities in the country. That's the word from Wallet Hub, which placed Jersey City second, followed by Miami, Vegas, and Chicago. Newark, you came in 11th. The reason NYC is tops? All that there is to do around town on All Hallows Eve, including the famous Village Halloween Parade. They also say more people in the city that gave us the Ghostbusters Google Halloween parties than in any other American city.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.